From the coach's standpoint, you get some gold jerseys out there today. Little, Koch, Kulikov seemed like positive, yeah. Obviously, for the club after a game like that last night.
Yeah, anytime. Especially on guys that are longer term, you forget about them. Not in a kind of negative way, more in that you deal with the 20 you have in your lineup, and then you get all three of them come out today, and ooh, those guys are pretty good. So it was nice to have them out there. Brian's still in an every second day on and off the ice. He's kind of heart rate restrained right now. We keep it to a certain level and just slowly build on it. So there's no time frame. Both Kopp and Kulikov are possible for this road trip at some point. But what has to happen now is they need to get through. So they started bumping today. And then they need to feel good tomorrow, do it again, and then hit enough days that we can get them right up to, skating them hard, but also adding some bumping into that. It is possible we could see them on this trip. It's also within the realm of them being healthy and not having a setback that they wouldn't play. We'll just see how the next week goes.
So Kopp and Kulikov will travel, Little will not then?
Correct.
That's right. Okay. When you look back at last night, you've had a short time period here since. What stands out for you?
We had some fairly egregious errors that ended up in the back of our net. We had a bunch of opportunities that didn't. We haven't had a big number of those errors, so we won't hang anybody today.
Bigger picture, you're at the halfway point.
He's yeah,
47 points. Middle of the pack and goals for and goals against. What's your feeling on where this team's at compared to kind of the line you'd hoped it would be on?
Well, I'm happy with where it's at. I'm happy with the teamness of our game. You're always looking for improvement in the game. But I'm happy where the group is, the culture of the room. I think that and everybody deals with it, but at the same time, and not an excuse but a factor, but we're at 150, and that's not including Dustin Byfuglien, right? In terms of man games lost, it's a big number. And it puts us at the extreme end of the rainbow there. And again, there's another 41 games with Dustin. It's not a factor in that, which would, I think, pretty easily put us in the lead. So we've kind of fought through it, and we felt coming into the year this was going to be a fight. For the whole year, and I think it's going to be. I guess the bigger question was how would we fight? That from the, what kind of room could you build? I'm really happy with where that's at, because we can come in today, not take last night lightly, but get to work and start thinking about tomorrow without pulling 6-7 guys in and say, like, you're not even trying out here. You're like, there's none of that. There's some, the guys that maybe were off a little bit in the Toronto game, we were just so excited about after the Colorado game, and so I like our compete an awful lot. I like the way they treat each other. I like the way the bench goes, and prepared for a second half of answering a lot of questions about how big was that win and how tough was that loss, because everybody's dealing with that in the last 41, right? This is going to be a sprint.
More recently, 2 wins in 8, 3 and 10, on this concern scale, if 1 is a normal coach's everyday concern and 5 is the 5-alarm fire, where are you at?
We're going 1 to 5, 5-alarm fire. I'm right stuck in the middle on that, because we look at this block now. There is some survival going on with some of the guys, and we've got guys in our lineup maybe not quite at 100%. So we know that even in an injury-filled season, you kind of ebb and flow on that. We'll get some important pieces back. So good teams in this block from Christmas right to the All-Star break. Rebound. Treat them all as playoff games. If you win one, you don't over celebrate, and if you lose one, we're not hanging anybody in here today.
Goaltending has been an exceptional strength on the season as a whole. In the recent stretch, some of the save percentages are lower.
Mm-hmm.
If that's something that lasts, do you guys have to make adaptations to that? Do you just wait it out? What's the play forward with that?
We want to do everything that we can in front of our goaltenders to give them the best chance to get back to where they were. We've had some unusual tough nights, either in the goal or maybe even in what we gave up in terms of chances against. We We think it's going to level out. We've got lots of confidence in our goaltending. We think some of the structure of our forward groups change when some players come back, and we defend a little differently. And we've asked them to do an awful lot, and they've done it for the most part. So not particularly. Goaltending is such a critical piece to the game for every single team, right? Whether you're in first place or you're in last place, that it's so much of your game hinges on that. But when you're going in a stretch where their numbers aren't what they used to be, not losing confidence in them or what we do is probably priority one.
Well, last night we talked a little bit about the power play trending upwards and generating more and more. And on the other side of it, the PK, what trend would you see with that group, and what's the way?
I think the trend is fairly clear in our last 22 attempts. We're at 50, so. And that, I think, in like last night's game, it's kind of like that, right? We liked our stand, and the first time through was really good, so we had a real nice kill, and then we like all of our positioning, and, Connor's going to want that one back, but we've had a bunch go in office. We're working on it. That's the opposite of that Paul Newman line, right? It was the power play he said he was working on. Yeah, we're working on it.
As far as where is Sammy Niko as far as his preparedness, his readiness to be.
Yeah, so he's, the difference between him and Carl is Carl wasn't injured. So Sammy played, I think, November 27th, and then went a long run. The tougher part was there wasn't a whole lot you could do with the athlete, so it wasn't, a bad finger where you can skate him into the ice. He just couldn't do a whole heck of a lot, got back, got into a couple of games. So now he's trying to get up to NHL speed in the practices. I mean, we're going to see him sooner rather than later. I'm not, unless we get on some kind of run. We still haven't made our lineup based on other issues that we're dealing with on our back end for tomorrow. But we're going to want to get him up to speed and get him in pretty quick.
And as far as
so is this drumming going to be a problem? Sorry, I just realized I was doing that. Some thumping on that video, audio.
Nervousness. As far as Patrick goes,
not really.
13 shots yesterday, and he kind of jokingly said he wants to get, was he a former goal scorer? Former goal scorer. What do you like about what he's trying to accomplish? And he's becoming, he's got that shooter mentality.
So he got 13 last night. I don't think he wasted any. Like, there weren't plays where he's shooting a puck into two guys and there's a wide open guy on the other side of the ice. His shot selection was right. What I like about Patrick's game is the three of them. And that's an open game, right? They're matched up mostly with the Matthews line all night. Both lines came to the rink to score. And so you're going to get some action. Won't look the same tomorrow when Koivu's matched up with them at home. But that line... there's some chemistry brewing with those guys. They're starting to play off each other differently than they did at the start by far. At first, there were plays to be made that they didn't quite complete, and then they started making some plays, but they're still trying to figure out where they should be when this happens, I'll be here, that kind of thing, playing off each other. And I think Colorado and certainly St. Louis game, they're starting to get to places with that's all that nonverbal communication. When this happens, I'll go. They're just... Kyle Connor's goal in Colorado just off a forecheck route, right? He goes down. Mark dumps the puck. He goes down. Like, their offensive game right now is almost simpler than the other lines. They're just doing real basic things real fast, but it's on the tape, and they're moving into holes. So they can keep doing that. Then you've got a line that I don't know where the ceiling will be for them. The ceiling will at some point will be how good they can be defensively, because they're going to get chances. Patty got 13. Pretty real shots on goal last night, and that's a month for most guys.
Way too open a game last night for that one, or is that what they have to play against Matthews?
So I didn't think they were. What I like most about Mark's line, and I know they were on for one, but was that I didn't feel that they were. I thought they played a really simple offensive game as fast as they could. They completed a bunch of plays, but there weren't three guys behind the goal line cheating, and there weren't guys stretching to create that. I was really excited about their game because of what they generated within a structure of a team that all the other players can follow. They're not going to generate the same, but they were playing a right game.
Just made it for those three.
Correct.